So we got to talk about Folsom Prison Blues.
Yes, sir.
Johnny Cash, this is getting a lot of attention. I think, personally, you killed it. It's awesome. Love it. Majority of the audience feedback when I play it on the air is great. You get a few haters, a few people, but I think...
purists. I knew that when we made it. You know what I mean? I knew when we made it there was going to be the Johnny Cash people to be, how dare you trample on Jesus like that.
I think if they hear the story behind it, they're not going to think that anymore. Because you had the utmost respect when you did this.
Oh,
you went to his family.
Oh, yeah.
And said, listen to this.
Well, I mean, I'm a big fan. So it's like, the way it started was me, myself and DJ Muggs from Cypress Hill, we were doing like a lot of private little kind of party gigs, like him DJing, me playing guitar while he DJed.
Yeah.
And we're doing what's called mashups, if you're familiar, like taking two different styles and
yeah.
So we kind of took that approach, but live, and we were doing a lot of cover songs. I was doing some Jane's Addiction, some Rolling Stones, some of my songs, and Folsom was one of the songs we did. We recorded it for the album, and then I knew already, I was like, people are just going to hate my guts for doing this, And I was like, but let me make sure it's not, the family isn't one of them.
Right.
So I just, happened to know somebody that knew him, reached out, and he expressed a serious interest in meeting me regardless of all that. And
this is
John Carter Cash.
Okay.
So I just flew down to Nashville to hang out and go check him out, meet him, go to Cash Cabin where Johnny, like his little hideaway, and get to soak all that in at the same time. And, I played him the song. I said, look, if you hate it, it'll never see the light of day. I mean, I got respect for you and your pops and everything you've been, the influence he's had on me. And he heard it. He dug it and, went so far as to tell me, he was like, I think my dad would have dug it.
Yeah.
So that made my day, my year maybe. Then from there on, it was just like, it's going on the album.
Yeah, that's cool. Would you play the song for us? Would you do it?
I think we can manage
that. That'd be awesome.
I like to say when we play live, I wrote this way back in 1961.
Train to coming around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. And I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. And those people keep moving down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't never play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, hang my head and cry. Hang my head and cry. Big cigar. Well, I knew I had it coming. Knew I can't be free. Those people keep rolling, and that's what tortured me. Joe Willie, one more time again. Train was mine, probably moved it just a little farther down that line, far from Folsom Prison. It's where I long to stay, and I'd let that lonesome whistle blow all my blues away.
Folsom Prison Blues on 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks is Everlast.